Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Jill Hubbard, and your phone calls today on New Life Live.
I really appreciate the advice you guys give people. It's from a biblical perspective, and just listening has really helped me in some way.
One of my sisters began to have an affair with my husband.
Really?
You're a mom, and you're afraid of your mom?
Yeah.
Does she breathe fire?
Well, yeah.
See, love's a decision because, you know, when Jesus tells us in John 14, you know, new commandment I give you to love each other, then love is more than just a feeling. There's a decision. There's a choice in that.
Whoa. Can we go into a different conversation here?
I reckon.
At a later time in life when the child's 22, closeness can end up being toxic.
You can't go to therapy and not feel.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, and joining me today is Mylon Yurkovich.
Hey, Steve.
And Dr. Jill Hubbard will be here shortly. But, hey, it's great to see you.
It's great to be with you. How are you?
I'm good. Now,
how are we doing at New Life?
Well, we're making it. As you know, last week, a week from today, we talked about the need for, in 5 days, we have to have $200,000. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And people have responded, but we just need people to continue to respond. And for if you've never given, give. Or if you've never given a lot, give more. But, you know, we were really doing well. We were told don't fall back, and we didn't until September.
Right.
We were way ahead of last year. And doing well, and I thought things were going great.
Sure.
But then September came, and for whatever reason, the funds did not come in. So we really, so they said, okay, well, if you can't pay $200,000 this month and the months to come, then we're going to have to start canceling the stations, Pittsburgh being the first one. So that's what we're up against, and we're just asking that whatever God wants to happen, that we will accept it, whether it stay on or go off the air.
I think that's one of the things that's remarkably different about even what I see in you, Steve, today and in the last few weeks as compared to in the past when we've had a sort of a different kind of an appeal. Your appeal right now is very much an appeal of where you have surrender. You said, look, this is up to the Lord.
Right.
And this is a very big nut to turn every month. Then we have to pay to be on these radio stations. Unlike commercial stations, we have to pay. Yeah. And a lot of people don't recognize that because they can push the buttons for free on their dashboard.
Right.
It doesn't cost them anything. They don't have to put a meter in. There's no meter like a parking meter.
Right.
So I think the very fact that you're willing to say, we want what God wants, and if God wants us on the air, we're going to be on the air, and if he doesn't, there's going to be something different for us. And I appreciate that you have that surrender and that openness, which is to model for us sometimes when we hit those emotional cul-de-sacs, those places where we come to the end of a road. Mm-hmm. Surrender is the only thing. We have to wait for an answer from God. See, because it's not just $200,000 this month. It's $200,000 every month,
right,
that we have to stay on the air.
Right.
In these major stations.
Well, you know, my philosophy has always been, you know, we're doing stuff for the Lord. Keep going. Work harder. Push.
Sure.
And
sure.
And I don't know. If that's not what we're supposed to be doing, if we're supposed to surrender this airtime to a preaching ministry or something else, then if that is what God wants, that's what I want. I want what God wants. And I think all of us at New Life, as we have gathered together in unity, I think it's what we all want. So I'm really hoping and praying that people will come through, but I understand if they can't. All right, you're listening to New Life Live. If you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's 1-800-639-5433. Or the website is an easy way to give at newlife.com. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll go right to phone calls. The number, if you want to be on the program, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back right after this with Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Stay tuned.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And let's go right over here to, let's talk with Barbara first. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us today. How could we help?
Well, I'm thinking of how I can help you. I'm grateful that I happen to be home today. I'm working from home, and I'm hearing your program, and you said something about how you might have to go off the air in Los Angeles, and I said, no, don't. We pray that that's not going to happen. You give a tremendous service, especially with all of the other stuff that's on the air and all the kind of nonsense that goes on in media in Los Angeles. Mm. Your ministry is extremely, extremely important. And so I have benefited from myself, both professionally and personally. I've made calls at various times for help for my family members, and your people have been great. I've donated little bits in the past, but now that I hear your plight, I'm going to take it to prayer and see what else I can do, maybe on a more consistent basis.
Barbara, your voice sounds so familiar. Have you been around us personally?
I've been around one of your members personally, but not very much.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just curious. You sound okay. Very familiar, but thank you for that, and I hope and pray that some people will support us, because we'd like to stay on here in Los Angeles. It would be very traumatic to us if we lost our Los Angeles station.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just going to pray really hard that you don't, because this is tremendously, tremendously needed in this area where there's so much, you know, the money and the power and all this stuff that's going on in this area. I mean, the entire world needs your work, but yeah, especially Los Angeles with all the stuff that goes on here. So I just want to say, be encouraged. It was delightful to hear all of the other people that were calling in and encouraging you and sharing all the different scriptures that God was putting on their hearts. So you're going in the right direction, and I just pray that the Lord tells you to look over the other side of the boat, because you definitely deserve to bring in 153 more fish and 153,000 and increase the number, whatever it is that you need to keep going.
Thank you. God bless you, Barbara. Hold on. I'm going to send you the encounter. Doesn't cost as much, see, so I can send it, and that'll be coming your way.
Thank you, Barbara.
Yes, thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Let's talk with Joshua from Miami, Florida. Hi, Joshua. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. How could we help you today?
Yeah, I'm calling in regards to my wife-to-be. Hopefully my wife-to-be. We had some struggles with my addiction with alcohol, and I'm just calling. I've been through different rehab programs, and it has a tendency to rear its ugly head back into my relationships from past issues in my life. So I have talked with her, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make our relationship work.
Okay.
And to walk the clean and sober life. It's just been a tumultuous road. So.
Okay, so what's the question for us?
The question is what exactly, I kind of feel like I'm at the end of my rope of everything I've tried, and I'm just trying to find another way to deal with to reestablish a relationship with the person I love.
Okay.
So you're estranged right now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're separated right now.
Okay.
So what were you medicating through alcohol? What What emotion or pain were you trying to make go away? Maybe
I think the main emotion would be loneliness and just the, ever since my dad passed when I was 19, it's still been a kind of an issue in my life. And it comes up, it usually comes up every year and on the anniversary of his death, which is October 2nd, and I kind of lose my sobriety for a weekend, and then I get back on track and I'm fine. So,
had you felt pain prior to losing your dad at 19?
No.
So this was
prior to that. It was,
had you been drinking at all prior to that at 19?
Yeah, occasionally, you know, a glass of wine or a glass of beer, because my parents were European. They taught us how to drink moderately.
Sure. Sure.
Not to an extent of drunkenness.
Okay. So really, when your dad died at 19, you began to find refuge then in alcohol, because it helps take the pain away.
Yeah, and it makes me forget.
Sure. I take it there was no person to take that pain to. Mm-hmm. Was there a person?
Who else was around?
Who else was there that you could take that pain and share that pain with?
I would share it with my mom and my close friends, but, you know, they don't really, you know, sharing it helps, but it doesn't alleviate the pain.
Yeah. You know? Were you close to your dad?
Yeah, my dad was my best friend.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was a suicidal attempt, so it kind of, you know, I saw my dad in one way or another pass away, so that kind of tore, you know, at 19, it kind of made me real bitter in my relationship towards the Lord, and then I turned my life against God for taking my dad away, but then I've changed my walk, and I've come back to the Lord, but it's been difficult. And
how long have you been sober? When's the last time you had a drink?
The last time I fell was his anniversary, which was a Saturday, which was October 2nd. So today we're October 18th, 19th.
Okay. Are you going to recovery meetings regularly?
Yeah, I go to AA almost every day or every other day.
But you didn't, did you not go on that day?
I did not, and I figured everything was fine, and somehow I was hanging out with some friends. And
seems like of all the days, of all the days you'd want to be there, that would be the bonus day.
Well, especially...
Right.
Joshua,
I was feeling confident, though, for some reason.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
But this isn't the first year you've done this, right?
No, not at all.
And how many years has he been gone?
My dad passed in 96, so it's been 15 years now?
Okay, so if every year you do this, there's no, I guess, idea that maybe it might happen again?
I guess that's the case, but I've been going on a streak of sobriety, so I kind of felt secure again, and I could kind of get, like, you know, I kind of figured I could do it without the help. It's not that I was being cocky or anything, but I just felt like I have such a tendency wanting to put the whole story behind me. And
I know, that's what I'm hearing, Joshua, and, you know, it kind of goes along with people who tend to be addictive, is this idea that all pain, all discomfort is bad, and we should try to get away from it and have none of it. And really, you know, God gave us a whole spectrum of feelings, and there's actually a lot of good things that come out of when we are down or slightly depressed, or, you know, even when we're a little bit anxious, it kind of can sometimes move us towards something that we need to do. So getting away from the feelings completely and not feeling them at all isn't a helpful way to heal.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that isn't the goal, and yet that seems to have been your goal.
Right.
Right? So,
well, yeah, I mean, you know, you can't, feeling the pain sometimes of that. I mean, I don't mind dealing with situations in life, but when it comes to my dad's death, it's just one of those things I never really wanted to deal with. I've dealt with it a little bit, but it's kind of like one of those feelings that really, really go to the core, and I just don't ever want to deal with it.
Right, right.
So
it's something that sounds like your plan is to try to avoid for the rest of your life?
I know I can't. I mean, I know the truth that I need to deal with it.
Okay.
I definitely avoided it, yes.
Okay, because I think you are kind of prolonging your agony. by what you're doing. And it's we've got the data here, 14 years, and you do this every year. And so all of your avoidance, no matter how good you're feeling about your sobriety, really hasn't done the trick. And so it's kind of sounds like it's time to say, okay, regardless of how I think I'm doing, you know, something's not right. I need to get some help to work through this painful, painful loss that I don't want to accept and that I might be mad at God for, I might be mad at him for, but the loss that is, you know, happened in your life, to really kind of look at that, to maybe work with somebody that can walk beside you and help you. But to, I think you'll find as you move into the feelings, it's more the fear of those feelings that you want to avoid versus actually when you get in them, you might experience some relief.
Hey, Joshua?
Yes.
One of the characteristics of kind of alcoholic thinking once you get addicted is one of the characteristics is kind of infantile, you know, baby-like thoughts and baby-like behaviors, you know, like crying out, you know, why isn't life better, you know, this kind of stuff, or doing some immature things. And I would just say that in your sobriety, you're not doing baby things, but you're kind of doing adolescent things still. And one of those adolescent things would be, here comes Dad's anniversary of his death, and you're thinking, I can go hang out with friends at the mall, you know. That, well, like a teenager would say it, I can go hang out with friends at the mall, and I'm going to be okay. And you thinking, I can go hang out with friends rather than, boy, I need to go to an AA meeting. First thing I need to do is get out of the house and go to an AA meeting. That's a little bit of adolescent-type thinking. But if you could get a sponsor, that would bring you along in maturity in ways you never dreamed. So it wouldn't be just going to meetings, it would be getting a sponsor. That'd be pretty tough for you to endure, but it could change everything for you.
All right.
So the goal isn't to quickly move past something, but to be in a process of healing.
Right.
Joshua, do you think that,
yes,
that Jill's right? Because I think she's on to something very important here. That you sort of treat your dad's death in an all or nothing thing, where 364 days of the year you don't embrace it, you avoid it, and then that one day a year you're brought into a collision course with it and it's overwhelming. So it's sort of an all or nothing. I forget about the rest of the year, and that one year I crash into it. So what Jill is saying then, and what Steve is saying, is, you know, the Bible says of Christ in Isaiah 53, that he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Now, that's not an avoidant lifestyle, is it?
No, not enough.
See, and so what we're saying here is as you learn to grieve for your dad every day and learn to embrace that pain daily and not just save it for one day a year, which is overwhelming and catastrophic, mm-hmm, that if you can daily learn to miss your dad every day. And I was going to say to you, just almost identically to what Steve and Jill said, which is to get into a grief recovery group where you're brought into grief and allowed to grieve, and where grief isn't something to be feared, but really we can live with grief. And the Bible says Jesus was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. But if your dad, it was a suicide attempt, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Somehow he won, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if he's your best friend, and if your best friend takes their life and you don't know about it, then
it must be devastating.
You are traumatized beyond traumatized. Mm-hmm. So the other thing you need to look at, Joshua, is that you are suffering from a post-traumatic stress syndrome here, where you were deeply traumatized by this event, and that needs to be processed.
That's a more devastating death.
Oh, that's horrible.
You know,
death.
Even though all death is painful,
this is
illness versus suicide.
Well, hey, this is also betrayal to a friendship.
Yeah.
If he was my best friend and he abandons me,
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty heavy.
What does that mean about me?
What does that mean about me? Yeah. And so no wonder it's so traumatic to you, Joshua, because mm-hmm.
that you want
that's
to block
completely
it out.
Overwhelming. Why would I want to think about this? I want to avoid this at all costs. But every year, it comes around and hits you like a truck.
Yeah, it does.
Now, okay. What Mylon's saying is, mm-hmm. embrace it. Go through it during the year. There's no truck next year.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll do that.
All right.
Joshua.
But you can't do it alone, Joshua.
If you were here right now,
no,
dude.
No, I know that.
Dude, I'd give you a big hug.
Yeah.
Right, oh, we'd all give you. We'd give you a group
thanks,
hug.
Guys.
All right.
I'd give you a big hug, too.
All right. Thank hold you. On. I'm gonna send you walking into walls, and I hope that that will be a blessing to you. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE to help us, or 1-800-NEW-LIFE to get some help for yourself. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I wish I was who you think I am. The one you thought you married. The ideal husband, the amazing dad, the great lover. But my mind is filled with darkness, with images that I can't erase. I want so desperately to be the man you dreamed of, the man I know I can be. I am terrified to talk to you about this, but I want to. I need to. I want us to be close just as badly as you do. Can I talk to you? Can we be totally honest and know that we love each other enough to be open?
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help. I want help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. It is the 26th. We have 5 days left to achieve our goal if we're going to stay on the air. And as we've said, we don't know what it is that God wants, but if God's leading you, then that's going to tell us He wants us on the air. We've just been praying, God, what do You want? What glorifies You? What honors You? That's what we want to do every day. Honor God, do what He wants. It's really simple. Wake up in the morning. How do I honor God? What does He want me to do? Be cool if we just could keep that in our head throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
About 10 o'clock, I'm kind of wavering. Yeah. But I have ADD. But if we could just stay focused.
You mean you can actually get to 10 o'clock?
I can get to 10.
I usually fade out about 9.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to Patty from Garden Grove, California. Hello, Patty.
Hello, Steve.
How are you?
Well, I'm good, and I just had to call and tell you how much I appreciate all you there. Your show changed my life. Earlier today, I heard another message that was talking about going beyond our boundaries and, you know, trusting God with our finances.
Right.
And so I went online and made a first-time contribution. I hope it helps. It's not,
oh, thank you.
You know, a lot of money, but I just appreciate you all so much. Like I said, you've changed my life.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's because of people like you that we're moving toward that goal. No amount too small and none too large. And thank you for that. I really appreciate it. I'm glad that we were able to intersect with your life and provide something that you needed.
Yeah, it's been great.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for this phone call. Hold on. I'll send you a little gift of the exceptional life. That'll be coming your way. Thank you for calling us. Okay. How about Tanya from Lake Charles, Louisiana? She watches us on television. Hello, Tanya.
Hi, hello.
Hello, can you speak right up there? Lake Charles is a long way away.
I can hear you. It kind of seems like I'm on speaker or something.
Well, I don't know what it sounds like, but you're on. Now, how could we help you today?
Okay, well, the reason I'm calling is because I want to change, and I'm in a relationship with someone I love who was raised to appreciate things because he was abandoned. No one loved him or cared for him. And this is a big problem because I was raised being loved and spoiled, and I grew up not appreciating things because everything that I wanted, I had it handed down to me. Whenever I wanted it, you know, like any spoiled person, they get what they want when they want. If they don't get it, they feel sick. And that's how I was raised. And he wasn't. He had to work for it if he wanted it.
Okay, so how's that causing a problem in your relationship?
Because since we were raised so different, it's hard for me because I'm selfish. I hate to say it, but I am. And I think it's because how I was raised. I want to appreciate things and be there for him. But because the way I am, it's not letting me.
Okay, so you're wanting him to change? Or what is the question for us?
How do I change my ways to appreciate things and be there to support him by making him happy instead of getting him mad?
Okay. Well, what are you willing to do?
I've told myself a lot, like, to change, to be there for him. I've even looked it up on the computer and the internet. How do you support someone? How do you care for them? How do you show them?
Well, that's not going to fix it. That's not going to do it. That's going to help, but it's not going to help. You know, supporting and doing those things is helpful to him. He needs that. But it's not going to really help unless you do the work within yourself to dredge out the depths of your character so that you can be the person that doesn't have to try to understand or be sympathetic or even feel what he's feeling, but you know that it is. Jill, you have a thought here?
Tanya, one of the things is learning delayed gratification. If you grew up getting everything you wanted when you wanted it, then you've never really had to wait or work at something. And so one of the things is we learn how to delay gratification by really not getting our needs met and then being frustrated in that and then realizing we can survive that. And then when we finally do get what we want, there's actually gratitude for that. And so some of it is being able to say no to yourself. And maybe looking at the ways in which you don't say no to yourself, where you put your needs first. And to be in relationship means you have to consider another person. And part of learning, okay, how do you care for them? You have to start shifting your attention from all about Tanya to what does he think? What does he feel? What does he want? And you kind of have to take like a course in learning about this other person. And you guys can actually really help each other a lot. I think you both have something to teach each other. But, your first natural thought might be, well, I want this or I need this. But it's to stop, okay, but what does he want? What does he feel? And to really dialogue with him about that.
Okay.
See, I would want to know what specific tension is this creating? Mm-hmm. What repetitive battle is this creating in your relationship?
Well, that's what I asked, but I got off of pursuing, didn't I?
Well,
I said, how's this causing conflict in your...
You're arguing, but about what?
Right.
Well, hold on, and when
we'll
come back
and jump into that.
We'll talk to you about it. What do you argue about? Maybe there's a reason that you're arguing. And what I'm hoping and praying is that you argue over the amount that you give to New Life. Or that you both come to an agreement on that. We do need your help. And 5 days is all we have left for the response to our need for over $200,000 or $200,000. We'll be back after this.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I counsel people every single day. I help marriages. I help broken people find healing. I teach the good news of a Savior that loves us. But why can't I accept it myself and break free from this bondage? I can't stop looking at pictures that I shouldn't be looking at, and fantasizing and lusting, and now I've taken it a step further and gone to a strip club. I have to stop. I want to stop.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help, and I can't do this on my own. I want to be the pastor that God wants me to be.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. We're talking with Tanya. She describes herself as a spoiled person, and she's dating a guy that was the opposite of that and had to fight for everything. Now they're fighting. Mylon, you want to pursue this?
Well, I was just wanting to ask the question, Tanya. What is the argument that's a repetitive argument you're having over and over?
It's every day is something little. It's something different.
Oh, give us an illustration.
Like earlier today when I had woke up, I had went through his phone and I saw that he was on some chat lines with females, and I already got on to him about it. Like, why are you on these chat lines? Why are you still gonna get on it? It makes me feel like if I'm not good enough for you. And I told him about it, and he comes to the casino to gamble. This
Tanya,
is pretty much his job.
Tanya.
Yes?
Time out. Let's just stop right there, okay?
Okay.
Now, are you guys exclusive with each other?
What do you mean by exclusive?
Do you agree to only have a relationship, a romantic relationship with each other? Or are you dating other people? You call him your boyfriend.
Well, he's my boyfriend, but it's something serious. Like, we've talked about it. Like, he wants me to be his wife. He wants to get married to me. Like,
okay.
he wants a future.
Now, hold on here. Men are able to compartmentalize this thing, and so you've got to be on your toes here. Here's a guy saying, I want to marry you, but he's on chat lines and with other people and emailing other women.
Well, is it other women?
That's what I told him. He tells me that he doesn't write them, but I said, well, why do you get on there? And he says, I'm just curious. Why are you curious? What does it even matter?
Tanya, that's just ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. I'm curious. Why do you think, when you think about it, what do you really think is the reason he gets on there?
To talk to other females? There's no other reason.
Well,
or like,
exactly.
To look at them or something.
So he isn't fully committed to you. Is he?
From that, no.
Well, that's kind of hard for you to see, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I would imagine there are other things that would point to the fact that you're much further into the relationship than he is. And he can do all of that and still ask you to marry him because it's not integrated into his life. It's a compartmentalized part of him. It's an unhealthy part of him. He's being a bad little boy, and then mommy's catching him.
But you're feeling selfish. I mean, this sheds a whole new light on the problem.
Do you also find yourself easily provoked to jealousy? Are you easily...
I am jealous, and he is jealous, but I know myself, and I know I won't talk to anybody else. And he says he won't talk to anybody else. I haven't seen him with anybody else. But when I go through his phone or on the computer, it's like there's chat lines, there's porn sites, and all kinds of websites of emails.
Well, but see, you know, you're immediate, but you're very suspicious, and you have reason to be. But the reason that here you are in a sort of a policing role as his girlfriend, and anytime somebody's in a policing role of I got to check up on what you've been doing, that's never a great relationship, Tanya.
Well, there isn't anything.
Who wants to be, you know, a cop? Who and have you know, be the relationship policeman in the relationship?
Yeah, but I haven't heard anything good about this relationship. He's on porn sites. He's chatting with other girls. He's emailing. You guys argue all the time. Now tell me why you're in this relationship, Tanya. What is it about you?
Well, it also sounds like they're living together. Did I hear you say, Tanya, that you're living together?
Yes, I live with him. I've lived with him going on 3 months now.
Okay.
Are you a Christian?
I am a Christian.
You're a Christian.
I do believe in God.
Okay. Is he a Christian?
And I pray every day to change my ways.
Okay,
I pray a lot.
Well, wait, hold on. Hold on a second. Now, is he a Christian?
He doesn't go to church. He don't want to go to church because he says if you go to church, it's just because they want money. But he says he believes in God.
Now,
when I ask him to go to church, he don't.
Okay. Tanya, you pray that you will change your ways? You pray that every day?
So I won't argue with him, yes?
No. I thought we were talking about you living with him.
Yeah.
And you're praying that can...
Yes, I do.
Okay, so what that says to me is that you are really interested in a different way of life, but you're not willing to do anything about it. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I can agree with that.
You want it, but you're not willing to pack your bags right now and say, I'm not supposed to be living with this guy, especially, I don't even know if I should say especially, but even if you were supposed to be living with him, because you were married, all of the things that he's doing is a betrayal of you.
See, but if I leave him, I'm going to feel bad because he's told me all his life stories about him growing up, how they abandoned him. They
well,
beat
great.
Him, no
okay. So now him. He's okay. So now he's an adult, and you tell him as an adult, you know, that I have to do the right thing. And moving out doesn't mean I'm abandoning you totally. But if you continue to text, look at porn sites, if you don't get help for your problem, then I will have to leave you for good.
I've told him that, and he says, if you leave me, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to kill myself, and it scares me.
Okay, so do you think that that's what God wants you to do, is to live with him so he doesn't kill himself? To continue to live with him and have sex with him so he doesn't kill himself?
That's a hostage.
Yeah.
You think that's what God wants for you? The God who knew you before you were born has planned for this for you right now? Come on, Tanya. You're smarter than that, aren't you? Come on. Let me just talk to her for a second. Tanya.
Yes?
You know that's not what God wants, right?
Yes.
He is a big boy. And you must not allow yourself to be taken hostage. You're worth more than that.
My mom tells me the same thing.
Why don't you listen to her?
Tanya, if he didn't want you to leave him, then he wouldn't be on the sites. He would be working at moving toward you and having a healthy relationship. But see, he's doing pornography because he doesn't really know how to be intimate with you in a healthy way, right? He wants you there, but it's also too close on the one hand. So this is where, for you, what we talked about earlier in delaying gratification, this is time to say no to gratifying your fear of losing him, your need to make him feel okay, and just the comfort of having someone there, because it doesn't really sound very comfortable.
And your need, and your need to try to rescue,
right, to rescue,
correct, and build up,
or to feel like not a selfish person.
Yeah,
this is a time to be selfish, yeah, in a sense.
Yeah, I'm talking to you like I was your dad. Now, so you got some guy talking to you like he's your dad, and you've got your mother telling you this is the best thing for you. Now, you're aware of it. You want it. Now you have to move into willingness to do something about it.
The best chance you have at helping this relationship is for you to move out.
You're right, but when I met him, he had so much money, like he was on top of the world because he gambles and he had like...
I'm not listening to this. It doesn't matter how much money he had when you first met him. Now listen, this, you've made a horrible mistake calling this program. because you can't,
we're gonna tell it to you straight.
Well, you can't stay there now and feel the same way about it. Now that we're all in agreement, you need to move, and your mother knows you need to move out, and you know it's not the right relationship for you. So we've spoiled this relationship for you.
And no, y'all are actually right, because I've been wanting to leave. But a part of me wants to stay because I don't want to hurt him any more than he's already hurt.
You're hurting him by staying because you're keeping him locked into his behavior. Jill, go ahead.
He's also hurting himself as well as hurting you. Okay? I mean, and it's... What?
Yeah, they're right.
And not all hurt is harmful.
Mm-hmm.
But what is harmful is enabling a person to live the way they want to live or the way they're trapped in living, and you become the enabler, enabling evil to exist in another person's life.
So how many calls do we get on the show where Tanya, a year later, 2 years later, is calling us saying, what have I done? How do I get out of this thing? Where they've married
I married a
compulsive gambler. I married a guy that's impulsive. He can't control his impulses. He can't delay his gratification.
Here's what's in your future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this is the way you married me, and this is the way
I'm
going to
stay.
That's right.
And so, you know, we have callers that call in and say, I wish I could get out of this relationship. And Tanya, you need to listen to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because their stories are no different than yours. When I ask the question, how long did you date? 3 months. Who did your premarital? Nobody. Who married you? Somebody we hired. Bam, I'm out of here and I got to get out of this relationship.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Well,
okay, Steve, the last call, Tanya.
Yeah.
This is why it feels like God has had us here, for people like Tanya.
Yes.
Right? Who are really conflicted over relationships.
Because I suspect that there's somebody else listening who's dating a compulsive something or other, who has been caught on websites, and they're still trying to convince themselves, oh, this is where God wants me to be. Mm-hmm. It's not.
Well, when you say I suspect, I mean, like, you could gamble on that one and win. I mean, you know, if you're a gambler, you could toss down a big bet.
Yeah.
And yes, there are people listening that are in the same shoes as Tanya, or people that have jumped in, made a commitment based upon poor knowledge, poor insight.
Well, and then they're too far invested and too close to the situation to really see it clearly, even though they have that nagging.
And they, in some cases, they add a child into the equation, see,
or,
and all of a sudden I'm pregnant or we have a child.
Or if I get married, it'll all be better.
Well, so, that's magical thinking.
So here's what I didn't say to Tanya. It requires courage to go from wanting it or being interested in change and then doing it. And what is courage? Courage is doing what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, no matter the cost.
Mm-hmm.
That's how people save other people's lives. They go do it. They don't think about it. And no matter the cost, you do it. And so I'm praying courage for you.
Well, and that's that. If I were to shorten that down, it would be your statement, you need to do the next right thing.
Yes.
Right.
Great
Deborah
statement.
From Manassas, Virginia, listens on WAVA. Hello, Deborah.
Hello, is this Steve?
It is, yes. Hi.
Steve and company, or should I say?
Yeah, yes. Steve, Jill, and Mylon.
Steve and company,
okay.
That's us.
Question one, am I on the air? Not right now, but will I be?
You will be on the air.
Okay, that's a problem, but... because the question, well, here's
would you like
the
to change your name?
The question I wanted to ask you guys and get your input, because you guys are so sharp, is a question. I just had lunch with my girlfriend, and she said, you know, don't tell anybody, so I really can't ask it. ask it on air, you know what I'm saying? So
sure.
Anyway.
Okay, well.
But that was only part of why I called. I wanted to say that I did make a pledge a couple days ago. And
thank you.
And I just want to, you know, so I told the pre-screener that, so I really didn't have a question for you, but she said, well, just talk to the people. So I just want to say that WAVA is literally the station, the whole station, because I drive like everybody else in this area a lot. So I listen a lot, and it has changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I've been a Christian all my life, but I tell you what, I feel like the Wi-Fi has been connected.
Mm-hmm.
I am connected now.
That's so great.
And you guys, you know, you guys are just wonderful. So all I can do is ask the listening audience, and I would assume there's at least 6,000 people out there listening, maybe at a bunch of times. I don't know how big your audience is, but it, you know, can you give $25? And keep you guys on the air.
Mm. Thank you. Yes, there are over 100,000 that would be listening at any given time.
I thought it was just me and a couple other guys, but anyway.
Well, I appreciate your encouragement.
Them. Well, and Deborah, and because you're connected, that's why you're saying, I can't share this about my friend. I'm going to keep her confidence because we have a connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right,
thing.
But like I said, I wish there was some way, you know, I could ask you guys, you know, because I, you know,
well, you know what you can do.
You guys would have the.
Well, I tell you what you
answer.
Do. You call us. We're going to do another program right after this. You call us and give us a different name, and then you can ask us. Okay.
Okay, and that's what I was thinking I should do.
Yeah, and you can tell them you're from a different area with a different name, and then you can ask us the question.
Ask the question.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
And if, like I said, if I'm the air, excuse me, please give. I don't want you guys or anybody to go off the air. I love every one of these shows so much, and I know a lot of us out there listening do.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being a part of our family, Deborah.
Okay, I got a quick phone call with Susanna from Boston, Massachusetts. WEZE is the station. Hi there.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Mylan. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Susanna.
Hi, Susanna.
Speak right up there.
Okay. Listen, it'll be short and sweet. When my friends ask me for advice, I often quote you all, Steve, Jill, and Mylan, and the others, and I don't give you credit. And my friends think I'm brilliant.
Well, we think you're brilliant, too.
Yeah. Isn't that what copyright means, the right to copy?
Yeah, I think so. Well, thank you for the encouragement, and I'm so glad you listen. Anything else you want to say?
I went to the New Life Weekend in Philadelphia, and my first film.
Well, we just lost her. We'll
never
know.
Barbara.
But she went there, and it must have been a good experience.
It was.
Yeah.
We just know it.
Okay, so if you've just tuned in, let me recap what we're talking about here. A week ago, we went on the air, and we have been told that if we can't provide at least $200,000 between now and the 31st of October, 5 days away, then we can't stay on the stations. And they will be taken away, and the first one to go will be Pittsburgh. And, I mean, when I think about the size of the audience that we have on some of these stations, it essentially is saying we're not going to be here. So we need your help if that's what God is leading you to do. If God is not leading you to do it, and we don't make that payment, then we're willing to say, well, maybe this isn't what God wants for New Life. Maybe somebody else deserves to be on the air more than us. It would break my heart if that's the outcome. I don't know. I would accept what God has, and I have moved to acceptance and surrender. But I would be so broken if that's the direction it went. But we will do it. We're not trying to cajole or manipulate. We're just saying if God's leading you, you've never helped us before, or you can help us more, then please do by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to our website at newlife.com. People have been sending money in. They have been donating online, $10,000, $1,000, $500, $200. People have come through, and many of them have gone beyond, you know, what's comfortable, and essentially are taking some very, very valuable dollars and giving it to us because they want us to stay on the air. And I believe that's what God's calling them to do. And if God's calling you, then respond. And we'll let you know what is on November the 1st. We'll let you know what is the outcome of all of this. Mylan, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Steve.
Appreciate
it. It's an honor to be with you.
And Jill, thank you. And thanks to all of you who listen and watch. And we're grateful to you. And those that support us, have supported us so far, all of you Club New Life members, and all of you that give out of the bottom of your heart, you know. If there's any way that you could make a year-end gift now, this is when we need it. If you were planning on a year-end gift, it would be great. And you can give it at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. So until next time, we love you, we care about you, we pray for you every week in our devotional time. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.